Hey, this is Nate Woods with Action Coach with another Business Spotlight interview. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today. Just take a moment to introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, sure, Nate. Thanks for having me on. My name is Jeff Uphues, and I'm the CEO of DC Blocks. We're a developer of data centers across the Southeast United States and fiber networks that are really empowering how all of us use the cloud.
Awesome, awesome. So you talked a little bit about what DC Blocks does. How long have you been with the company?
I was really in the company from almost the beginning. The company was founded and got its first major funding in 2016. I joined as a board member late Q3, early Q4 of 2016, and then took over as CEO in the beginning of 2017. So it's about 6.5 years as CEO and almost 7 years coming up this fall as being involved in the company.
Awesome. Awesome. So what are your goals when to take DC Blocks long term?
Well, DC Blocks, as we design, develop, build, and operate data centers in underserved markets around the Southeast United States, our growth as a society and our growth as individuals for data is not slowing down. So the prospects of DC Blocks continually at a torrid pace of growth are pretty, pretty high. When you think of where do we want to go, you know, we have a pretty simple approach. We look at the Southeast United States and we look and listen to our customers, and wherever they want us to go, as long as we can make economics work, we're going to continue to keep building and expanding the company. So when we set out in 2017 and said we want to have a dozen data centers on the ground over the course of the next 5 to 7 years, and we feel like we can be a dominating force of really powering everything from banks to universities to hospital systems to large hyperscalers and drive that connectivity, we knew we had a good plan. Could we get there? And so we've got 6 data centers on the ground today. We've got 7 currently in process. So I'll say that over the course, it's taken us a little bit longer, but where do we want to be in 5 years? I think we're well on our original vision because we've stuck to it of providing these services to these communities that are underserved and providing it in ways that our customers really love what we do. So I think we're on the right path.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So ultimately, the end user is your customer, someone that's sitting at home operating on the cloud in some form or fashion. But who exactly are you targeting as you continue to grow the business? Is that the end consumer, or is there an interim that you really deal with?
No, really what we do is we power the apps that the consumers use by housing the computing equipment by the household names that everybody knows. So when you think of all the largest of the largest cloud companies, there's 5 of the largest cloud companies that are out there that power a lot of the apps we use. You know, you know who they are. The Googles, the Amazons, the Microsofts, the Oracles, the Apples, those are the ones that everybody uses. The Facebooks and others. So, I'm not going to disclose who our customers are in those realms, but you can assume that, we deal with some of the top 5 or top 6 largest cloud companies in the world. On top of that, it's many general applications that you use every day. So if you're using a regional bank, you may find that their computing equipment is housed in our facility. You would never know that. You just know that you're accessing the application. Large universities use us for research computing. Large hospital systems and their electronic medical record systems that are driving when you're in the hospital and the doctor pulls up all the information. Well, that's going back to a data center. It may just be living in one of our data centers. Or if you're using general communications that says, my underlying cable company is Comcast, or my underlying cable company is Spectrum or Charter, or my underlying cable company is EPB out of Chattanooga, or my cable company is WOW, or maybe I'm using AT&T UVerse. All of these major communication sector companies have needs to be within our data centers because our data centers are centralized connectivity points where all enterprises, all governments, all cloud companies, all universities, all federal deployments and other things connect through us. Is we're kind of like the tollway in the gateway to where everybody else needs to go.
I like that analogy. That's really cool.
You may not know you use us, but certainly of us powering the internet and powering the cloud, you're likely to pass through one of our facilities.
Right. So obviously you've gone through a large scale up here in the past 7 or 8 years. What are some mistakes you've made along the way, or a lesson that you've learned that any other business owner could learn from, irregardless of their industry?
Well, I would say, number one, stay true to your vision. You know, the things about our markets, you know, when you look at our markets, it's not falling in love with any specific type of customer, but falling in love with the markets for which you do business. So if you're a business, you know, we said, hey, we love Birmingham, Alabama, because it's got, you know, this customer, this customer, this customer, this customer. Well, some of those customers we originally thought weren't really the customers that we ended up achieving and capturing, but we achieved other customers that were in different segments that made it even better. So we fell in love with the market, not specifically the customer for which you are setting your product for. Second thing that I would do is I said, stay true to your vision. We're growing at a torrid pace, but at first it was tough. It was tough as every business looks at saying, do you pivot to this customer or to that customer? Sometimes you chase customers rather than really driving the value proposition where you are. So when you're really looking at it, staying true to your vision and not doing things that compromise your overall story or your growth that others may want you to do. As an example, people wanted us to go acquire different types of businesses. If you acquire types of businesses to get bigger, faster, that improves your bottom line in what you are doing, you know, there's always a cost to that. And the cost may be you deviating from your original focus. You're changing the way that you have to serve customers or support customers. It's different economics related to some customers are better than others. If we would have gone down the road and bought somebody or changed the type of facilities we do, and we build everything from the ground up, we would be in a much different place. And I'm convinced it wouldn't be as good. And then finally, listen to your customers and do what they tell you. Because if you listen to your customers and you put your employees first, your customers second, your investors third, in that order, your employees are going to take care of your customers. Your customers, if you have the right ones, are going to take care of your investors, and everything else works out. So be patient, but be quick for results.
Awesome. Great advice. So as you continue to scale up with DC Blocks at this rapid pace, what are some challenges you see as you move forward?
Well, our business is really, really capital intensive. So in a capital intensive business, you always worry about interest rates. The interest rate environment for us, when interest rates hovered and the prime rate was around zero for so long, and then the prime rate is up in the, you know, five plus percent, that is a big shift. At the same time, what we worry about is supply chain constraints. You never knew how bad the supply chains were going to be. And, you know, now for some of our parts, we have to wait upwards of 100 weeks before we can get any materials in. And it's not that you can't get the entire material together. I'll give you an example. So if we would buy a generator, maybe a quote of, it's going to take us 100 weeks. You can get the generator, but you may not be able to get a certain element of the belly tank for the fuel. That's what you're waiting on, or you're waiting on one component that makes up and makes the entire thing work. The point of playing this game that we currently have of how do you handle the supply chain and how do you build things? It's a daily game of whack-a-mole. You just don't know where the next one's going to come up. And you have to be able to have diversity within your suppliers and diversity with how you're treating vendors, and doing so in a way that people want to do business with you, because even with supply chain constraints, you're still going to be finding the old adage of, if you treat your vendors and your customers and your employees really, really well, they will find ways to move mountains for you. And that's what we've been able to do. So unlike some of our other competitors, you know, DC Blocks has managed to overcome almost every obstacle that we've had from a supply chain constraints. And when it doesn't work in the time, it may get fixed in the budget, where you still stay budget neutral, but you maybe lengthen the time out. And it's all in how you treat people and how you treat your customers, your vendors, your employees, And how do you navigate problems? So, I mean, for me, that, you know, the two challenges are, to answer your question, the interest rate environment makes it more difficult, and the supply chain constraints continue to make a challenging environment for many people, including us, but we've been able to navigate pretty well.
Absolutely. So you touched on a couple of great lessons earlier that you've learned along the way. If you had to boil that down to one singular piece of advice you would give a young person starting their first business in today's world, what would that be?
Wow. I was having this conversation with my daughter, who's you know, a budding entrepreneur and doing some things, or one of my daughters. And the way that I answered it is, follow your passion. Do so with determination and grit. Never give up, but also understand how you're treating people along the way, and you'll find the right path. Every business can be successful. There's ones that I've been involved that have been snake bit, but there's other ones of really listening and watching and never giving up. You know, you have to find the way to find where your market is, and doing the right research around it, in listening to your customers, in listening to things, people who even think who are your customers and who are not your customers, you'll find the right path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if people want to connect with you, Jeff, or learn more about DC Blocks, what's the best way they can do that?
You can find us at dcblocks.com. You can follow me at J Uphues on Twitter, or you can find us on any of the other social media channels, from Facebook or Twitter, or just the web, and finding us at dcblocks.com.
Perfect. I'll link all that in the description so people can easily find it. And before we sign off today, my last question for you is, what most inspires you as you continue to push forward in the business today?
Well, solving problems. You know, we're in this environment of artificial intelligence that you may see a lot of things popping up. And with artificial intelligence, it's changing the way that people do business. Trying to find ways to simplify the most complex things for us is really what drives us every day. You know, there's challenges that we have everywhere. Solving problems on behalf of your customers, that's why we do what we do. And making a difference within the communities that we serve. So at DC Blocks, we have one purpose, and that is to serve locally and connect globally on behalf of our customers. And if we serve with our checkbooks, we serve with our calendars and our time that we spend, if we do so with each other and we do so with our customers, we're going to make a difference in the world that most people will say, wow, how did they do that? It just comes down to some really simple things. And, you know, that's my advice to entrepreneurs, and how would we solve things.
Awesome. Jeff, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining me to share a little bit about your story and tell us more about DC Blocks. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Nate.